Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday, man. It's the 24th day. Day before Christmas. Well, is it the day before Christmas, Laura? The 23rd, I guess. There we go. I'm looking at all these X's. It's the 23rd day. It makes it Friday. Frickin' Friday. The 23rd day of December 2022. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Got it out. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for Klamath Basin. And it's been cloudy, so it wasn't getting icy this morning at least. I guess that's something, a positive to a little bit of lemonade. let's see what we're going to open up here with here. Gun control problems, fiscal year 2023 omnibus appropriations. And we'll see what they want to try and fuck with us with our money with. We'll get into it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, gun control problems with fiscal year 23 Omni. This is the goddamn, let's replace the fucking... Federalists are gonna, we're gonna have a budget every year, you fucking dumbass son of a bitches. I believe you, why didn't you kill him? Why didn't you guys just fucking kill him? I don't get it. You knew what they fucking were. Anyway, omnibus, I think, it was Galen that sent in a definition of that. It's just everything. Bill, but this ain't a fucking budget. This is another violation of, well, there ain't no fucking, Constitution, so I guess you can't violate what that which doesn't exist, but by God, that fucking Bill of Rights, that unalienable law, of fucking, December 15, 1791, it fucking exists. Ratified by we the fucking people with our jurisdictional authority to do so and our fucking guns to back it. Here we go. This is here's your fucking communist fucking cunt motherfuckers and what they think they're gonna do. Massive 14.1% ATF budget increase to facilitate Biden's pistol ban. The ATF is a foreign fucking entity, and it's a non-governmental foreign fucking entity that can't even fucking be here. It's an act of treason that it exists. And to fucking say that we're going to fucking pay for fucking treason to be committed upon us is fucking, well, I don't know, does that make us a bunch of pussies? 14.4 million for ATF's NTC budget to maintain its illegal near billion record gun registry. Well, there'll never be a gun registry. I mean, 1968 gun control. We get the 1930 fucking gun control act. All fucking violations of that shall not be infringed. Period. Oh, but we'd never keep records on it. Well, we just want that one form fill out, just, you know, and after so many, months or whatever it is, they will burn it. You ain't got no goddamn business in our fucking guns. You fucking cocksuckers, you. I'll find it. Mr. Koch. Now this is the son of a bitch that fucking, told what the, second article meant when it was added to the Bill of Rights for ratification. Got this now? Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? That means we, the people, are the uncontrolled militia, the all fucking, well, there's probably 320 or 30 million of us fucking Americans, but they're fucking trying to breed us fucking out of here as well as fucking kill us out of here. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. This is the guy standing up as he's explaining what they're going to ratify or not ratify. Got it? Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. Is that pretty, is there any fucking doubt what that fucking means? The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. Is that something that you can't under fucking stand? But then there is no federal government. There is no state government. Why? Because they unlawfully, through the Act of 1871 and 1878, changed the fucking well, there never was anyway. The fucking Constitution was never worth the paper it was written on. It was never ratified by we the people. It was never consented to by we the people. But at any fucking rate, birthright, it was where we were, what we were talking about. A sword in the hands of either the federal or state governments. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or the state governments, but here they are with their fucking pink crayon, thinking that they're going to cross jurisdictional fucking lines and come into our private fucking law and fucking our public fucking law. And fucking make their private fucking policies our public fucking law. You get your head blowed off for that, you stupid son of a bitches. We understand fucking jurisdiction here. Step into our jurisdiction, you'll hang in it. A civil ruler is not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize. They are fucking tyrannizing us. They're fucking ripping our fucking... They're fucking cashing out our fucking country. Well, they're putting us up because under the 14th Amendment, you see, we belong to them. We don't belong to you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers are all, you ruling class are going in the fucking ground. Get used to the fucking idea. Everything you have, we're taking. We're taking it and we're giving it back to the fucking people. You fucking stole it from you filthy fucking thieving Zionist fucking Jew pricks. Before they may attempt to tyrannize, and as military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, and we're not fucking citizens. Citizens that fucking, indicates goddamn servitude. We're not beneath you, we're above you. We are the fucking sovereigns of this goddamn country. We're the kings and queens. You little motherfuckers are just our goddamn bitches. And you don't fucking like it. That goddamn, do you, Chuck? Over there, sitting over there in your, and Henry Shivey's telling you to fucking flush your fucking ass down the toilet head first, you fucking piece of shit. I ain't afraid of ya! I'm a fucking American. I'll fucking do your ass in, you cocksucker. You better get your fucking barristers and your goddamn esquires the fuck out of my fucking country, you son of a bitch. And every motherfucking one of you that have accommodated and being here, your fucking ass is going to hang. Getting used to the goddamn idea. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country. See, there wasn't supposed to be no standing fucking army. We, the people, were the fucking goddamn backing of this fucking country. We had an armed population with an absolute guaranteed fucking right to a birthright to our fucking private fucking weapons, and we got the right to every fucking weapon that the fucking soldiers have and more. We are to be better armed than these motherfuckers, and they know it. Why do they want to, I mean, every day you hear about an atrocity being committed upon the people by one of these Blackwater motherfucking private security motherfuckers with no jurisdiction to even be here, a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking ultimate fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791 that belongs to fucking we the people that gives us our autonomy. In violation of it, fucking beating people, sticking dogs on them, fucking doing the sickest shit, fucking little kids. You can just name it, man. They're fucking doing it. And we're fucking letting it happen. But the bottom line is there ain't supposed to be no goddamn standing army in this goddamn country. That or there's no fucking authorization for it. There's no fucking authority for it. We the people are the standing army in this goddamn country. And the better armed we are, the better off the fucking country is. When before I just turned 18, man, I mean, it's just like a few years before, you used to could go down to the goddamn army in Klamath Falls, and they'd give you a goddamn M1 Grand and 1,000 rounds of ammunition for it to take home, put in your closet for civil defense. Now they want you, they don't want you to have a BB gun. Why? Because you are fucking goddamn invaded by fucking communists. They're sitting there on Capitol fucking Hill. They have your goddamn Capitol Hill, your goddamn, White House. It's all fucking, it's all captured. And they have goddamn communist troops, and they're gonna get more communist troops to protect the motherfucking communist motherfuckers like Barry Satoru, who's all up there fucking, who are the people who are running your country right now. Your country is being run by fucking pure, fucking admitted fucking communists. You really did a good fucking job, man. Oh, tell Gunner, oh, Joe McCarthy, boy, they drove that son of a bitch in the ground, but he was absolutely fucking right. It was already dirty with fucking communism. We already had fucking communism. Some of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's best friends were fucking communists, remember? Injury to their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. See, it says up here, it's not, the gun is neither in the fucking goddamn jurisdiction. The Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible emblem of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. That is plain as it fucking gets. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of we the people. They can't even talk about it. It's our fucking issue. What guns we want to have is none of their fucking business. What weaponry we want to have is none of their fucking business. Never has been. It's been weak motherfucking people that have let it happen. At any rate, that's what we're on, what we're on here. Yeah. It's legal near billion record gun registry. A gun register. I don't register my gun with motherfucking communists. Got that, you son of a bitches? If you got it registered, you better get it unregistered. I'll fucking beat your face on the registration paper until you're dead. 700 plus million in funding available to bribe states to pass red flag gun confiscation laws. Again, these motherfuckers cannot fucking read. The 10th article reads, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it. What was, where in the hell's 10 Scots? What's prohibited by it? Okay, the swords and their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. That means we, the people, have the only jurisdictional authority over fucking guns. And it has to be through this fucking Bill of Rights, which is a separate jurisdiction. It is a goddamn common law jurisdiction as opposed to a fucking god, well, Chuck's fucking goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdiction, which is fucking merchant fucking law that belongs out on the goddamn high seas. You can't bring it on land. But they have, because old Chucky, man, he thinks that goddamn, this time that British Empire crumbles. It goes down, motherfucker. It'll never exist again. And we'll grind you, and your fucking ass is going in the ground. You filthy motherfucking scumbag. You can't even fucking get a hard on, probably, you fucking prick. And so you fucking think you're going to fucking take, it's like coming over here, your fucking mother, and telling the fucking French-speaking people in that Canada, oh, no, you can't get rid of that son of a bitch. He's my son of a bitch. That shows you people in Canada that you've always been fucking under the control of that fucking monarchy. The monarchies go down. The corporations are going down. And you, any motherfucker that goes along with them, you're going fucking down. 6 foot in the fucking ground. We have the authorization. We have the authority. We have the law behind us, you son of a bitches. 700 plus million in funding available to bribe states to pass red flag. Okay, well, I'll tell you, no news for you, state. When you pass that red flag fucking law, you have violated the 9th article of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country. You violated the 10th article, which says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it. And that this is what you're wanting to do, is prohibited by the Bill of Rights, the only ratified fucking law in this country, the supreme, superior, unalienable fucking law of we the fucking people. It's, you're prohibited from it. Do it and you die. That's what that fucking means. You've done declared war, you motherfuckers. You get war. Do it and die. Take our own money and see if you can fucking take us, you sons of bitches. Let's see. Direct VA medical centers. Directing VA medical centers to utilize confiscation orders on vulnerable veterans. Well, that sounds about fucking right. Now I'm glad all you vulnerable veterans went. I bet you're glad you went out and fucking fought for the United Nations against the goddamn Bill of Rights, right? I'm supposed to feel a fucking pain in my heart for you? You goddamn traitors! You should have already arrested this motherfucking cock-sucking son of a bitch and fucking communist fucking regime sitting on Capitol fucking Hill. You should have arrested him. You shouldn't be there, standing there as a communist soldier, because that's what you are, you son of a bitch. Every one of you stand in that Capitol Hill is a communist fucking soldier, and you're open to fucking death for fucking goddamn insurrection against we the people and our fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. We're the fucking boss here, bitch. We'll knock you fucking out of your high heels. Department of Education to push, quote, safe storage on parents' firearms. Fucking try it. Just fucking try it. You got to come in and see if I'm storing it safe. You'll get blowed back in the fucking street before you clear the fucking front door, motherfucker. You don't tell us how to store our guns. You don't tell us how to fucking use our guns. You don't tell us what to do with our fucking guns. If we commit a fucking crime, we are prosecuted by the person that we committed that crime against for that crime. I take my fucking pistol. I throw it out on the goddamn, on the bed there. Now, is that son of a bitch, is that dangerous? No, that motherfucker will sit there until it's a pile of fucking rust and do nothing. When I pick that motherfucker up, it becomes dangerous. It's not the fucking gun that makes the man dangerous. It's the man that makes the gun dangerous. And you're making a lot of fucking guns way fucking... You fucking cocksuckers think you can take millions of us? You think we ain't gonna fucking fight you? You're stupid. You're mixed up in the head. You better get that dirty diapered little motherfucker out of our fucking way, and you better stop this goddamn throwing our god, pretending that you can throw our fucking goddamn money to the fucking you. You better stop it. You better fucking stop it. New annual compensation for families of deceased ATF agents. Fuck ATF agents. They're fucking chartered out of fucking Costa Rica. Let fucking Costa Rica pay for their dead fucking agents. And you come for them guns and there's going to be piles of them, motherfuckers. Could be an indication of upcoming gun... You ain't going to... See, they always... We might be coming to... You ain't going to confiscate shit. And you fucking know it. You they think by saying it like there's some, oh, I'm a Thor. I got my pink crayon. I wrote down upcoming gun. Come and do it. Come and, hey, fucking, you've done the talking, motherfucker. Do the walking. Fucking do it. It's time to blast these fuckers out of our country. How fucking dare you? Upcoming, you come and try to confiscate fucking guns in this country. You will fucking die like the fucking miserable ass treasonous dogs you are. You'll be ripped to fucking shreds. The jungle will be unleashed on your fucking ass. Gun control earmarks for orchard healing circles and moral. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Oh, it's about the pissing and moaning. You live in a country where right now there's probably 400 to 500 million fucking people. 400 to 500 million people. Oh, but one fucking cocksucker gets fucking shot. And it's the right fucking situation where they could use it for the propaganda. I don't give a monk's fuck if 1,000 motherfuckers get shot. I didn't shoot them. And you cannot come to me for a crime for fucking just owning a fucking hammer or a gun or any other goddamn tool. Well, you used a hammer. We're going to take all the hammers away from you children. You think we're fucking children? Come play. Come play in our sandbox, motherfucker. You'll see what a fuck.
Hey,
go ahead, brother.
You know what kills me about this? The biggest. These cats are the biggest criminals and the most diabolical, cesspool on the planet. And they have the nerve to try to, just like legislate our lives away, man. I always tell people, I'll be damned if I let a crooked government that goes around the world kill innocent people and taking their natural resources put me in jail.
Ain't happening. The bottom line is these are just mouth. These are old propagandists. They think they can get a rise. Before, in the past, they've been able to say things like upcoming gun confiscation, upcoming and do it, motherfucker. You're doing what King George II did. You're coming to get your fucking ass shot, and you're going to keep getting shot, and we'll shoot and shoot and shoot, and this time it ain't going to be no goddamn fucking aristocrats that go over there and negotiate your fucking surrender. You're going to come over here, and you're going to get down on your knees, Chuck, and then we're going to hang your fucking ass, you cocksucker. You get the fuck out of our sovereign country, you son of a bitch, and you take your private fucking jurisdiction, you take the private fucking law with you, cocksucker. You take your administrative admiralty law of the sea. We are not your colony. I am not your fucking subject, bitch. I'll put a bullet right through your fucking head just like any other cocksucker that tries to take my goddamn rights. You better get used to that fucking idea. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, I guess they... Oh, we forgot about Fast and Furious, what they did.
Yeah.
You know, Obama and Eric Holder. I mean, come on. You want to talk about all guns?
Well, you know, it still comes down to Dion for it being all irrelevant. That goddamn Bill of Rights says what it says. All we have to do is stand up like men and fucking enforce the fucking law. That's the law. They can't change it. They know they can't change it. It's our law, not their law. The only way that law can even be fucking addressed is through a fucking individual free sovereign national. A fucking person in the fiduciary can't even fucking address it. They can't talk about it. They do, they're committing fucking sedition and they can be hung. You do not touch our fucking rights, you sons of bitches. We are fucking at liberty to do as we goddamn well please, as long as we are not violating the rights of another. And you fucking know it. And there's a lot more people out there. This fucking shit's going hot and fast. People just been picking up and going, God, where in the hell is it? I mean, why the Bill of Rights that they just, you know, they shoved that motherfucking, Declaration of Independence, you know, when the fucking aristocrats hijacked a goddamn popular uprising for rights and turned it into a goddamn campaign to fucking give them their own corporate fiefdoms in this, and make this whole fucking land theirs. You ain't getting it, motherfuckers. You're done. You're dead. You're done. You ain't going to get to keep nothing. Your kids ain't going to get to keep nothing. Well, you have exercised a corruption of blood upon our people. You fucking think that we won't exercise it right back on you? You're wrong. Oh, man. Man, that pisses me off. Where are you at here? Fuck them bastards. Let's see. Orchard. That's where we're at. Orchard Healing Circles. What in the fuck is that? If this country becomes such a bunch of powder puff fucking pussies, then you need somebody to fucking tell you. I mean, when I think about somebody going to a counselor, I got to go to somebody else to sort my own fucking mind out. I must be fucking, yeah, you must be in fucking goddamn dire need. You're a fucking retard. Take yourself out of the fucking gene pool, dickhead. If you need somebody else to explain your own fucking mind to you, you are fucking stupid. You're a fucking deadhead. You're fucking lazy. You're cowardly. And morale. Dickey violations, whatever the fuck that is. Galore while CDC suppresses self-defense statistics. I don't know what Dickey violations are. I'm sorry. Maybe because all the dicks that are violating our fucking rights. Programs, I love this one. Programs discouraging women from exercising their Second Amendment right. Well, it ain't their Second Amendment right to begin with. It is their Second Article right. And we've pretty much separated our fucking Bill of Rights from your fucking goddamn fraudulent Constitution. And we, the people, will stand behind our fucking law. And we will crush your fucking ass. And I'll tell you what, these women, they like guns. Now here they, I don't know how it is where you're at, man. They've got, it's a fashion statement. I mean, they got purple ones, they got pink ones, and they got them on their hip where you can see them, and they got their pants on tight so their ass is sticking out. They're looking tough. And they fucking like it. But they do not like the oppressive shit that's coming at them from this goddamn fucking international corporate fucking mafia that thinks it's going to become a government. You are all going to die. You G8, you're all going to die. All you cocksuckers that want to go to Davos, you're going to fucking die. You are not taking shit from nobody, you motherfuckers. We have the goddamn right by law to fucking execute you for fucking goddamn sedition and trying to overturn our fucking form of government. This place belongs to the fucking people, not the fuckers in D.C. They are just goddamn supposed to be representatives of our will. And they have not been. They are right now you got a communist occupation of Capitol Hill, and you got a goddamn committee up there that represents the fucking Ukraine, and you're fucking watching them boatloads and just fucking right in your face. I'd like to fuck, you know what? You mercenaries, stand back out of the fucking way. You don't want no part of this shit, I'm telling you right now. And let's just all go there and just beat them motherfuckers with our fists. Go walk in there and just beat you. You fucking think a coup? You fucking cocksucker. We don't want a coup. We want to wipe you off this fucking planet. You got that? And it ain't going to be no goddamn Trump card coup. Because we want to wipe your asses off this fucking planet too. Because there are some people on this goddamn planet who are individuals who just want to be left alone to live their life. And they don't give a monk's fuck what you have to think about it. If you've got a fucking legitimate problem, you go to the fucking common law court. If you don't, you come fucking around, you get shot. It's real fucking simple. And this thing with the women, bullshit, man. You good luck with that. Those women, they like those fucking little pistols, man. It gives them that feeling of power. coward with a gun always has scared me, and I'm of the realization that you can't know you're going to shoot somebody. Until you've done it, you cannot be sure you can. And when you're packing a fucking pistol, my dad told us this 1,000 times, do not carry a gun unless you know you can fucking pull it without thought and shoot the son of a bitch in front of you. Otherwise, he'll take it from you and kill you with it. But these fucking, I'll tell you, women are crazy. I mean, if they figure 1 and 1 equals 2, yes, I can shoot, boom, 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 boom. They don't look at it the same way. They're a different species. And I think it's cooler than shit, man. I love to go in places and see women fucking packing, man. And you're seeing it more and more around here. And I like the way they made it a fucking fashion statement, a purple fucking or pink fucking piss, 9mm Glock on their fucking hip, tight pants, fucking just looking tough as they fucking can. Cool. Good for you. Keep it up. Because you're an American national and you don't have to be a fucking Trump tard. You can think for yourselves, can't you? Because that's what Trump tards, that's what your problem is, Trump tards. You don't, not thinking for your fucking selves. Your party politic and bullshit, there was not supposed to be party politics in this country. We're individuals. Parties consist of collectives. It is an oxymoron. We weren't supposed to go and say, well, I'm with this gang over here. There were no gangs. You could take every son of a bitch in both fucking parties, put them out there in the field. I'm equal to each and every one of them individually, or equal to all of them put the fucking together under the fucking law of the Bill of Rights. The unalienable. Ratified by we the people. Absolute law of December 15, 1791 that they are in gross violation. They have violated to the point of declaring war against us, declaring war against our goddamn, our rights. And if, by God, I tell you what, our ancestors didn't stand for it. Utah told them you were going to take their fucking guns. They came out and they fucking shot you with them. And that's what's going to happen here. People aren't fucking pussying around. They're fucking buying more guns and more bullets fast as they fucking can. And because they know, a lot of people get it, so they know about that fucking, the chinks you're going to send here. And that's exactly what their fucking goddamn plan is. They know that we'll dust their fucking undies in fucking about one fucking week if everybody goes for it. If everybody went for it, they would be clear the hell out of this country in 1 week. But we're part of the United Nations. We can call on United Nations. Funny, they all came from fucking China. And they all been there fucking all along, and they've been trained and everything. Come on over, little gook. We'll see if you can fucking out gook, do us in our fucking forests and our mountains and our valleys and on our home turf. We will blow you motherfuckers up. We will fucking drown you. We will fucking, you have no idea of the shit we have planned for your asses. We know you're coming. We know it. Get your ass over here and let's do this. You cunts, you dim-witted motherfuckers, I've seen your fucking mentality. I guarantee you, I am not impressed. You are some dumb motherfuckers. You let goddamn, there's 2 billion you fuckers, and you let a handful of them bitch you around, punk you around. I'm supposed to be afraid of somebody like that? Think again. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then that refused it a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle, motherfuckers. See, these people don't get it. They really do not get it. It's like watching it on the TV, and you're watching somebody being tortured and fucking buried alive and stuff, but you're sitting in your, it's just something I'm watching. You motherfucker, wait till you're in the fucking hole. You don't think it can happen. I know what you're thinking. Just like the stupid ass people out here thought that you wouldn't do what you would do. Fuck. We'll do what you're thinking. We won't do what we're going to do. And you're going to fucking regret it. You're going to regret it with all your, well, till your dying breath. That goes for you, fucker rock Charles. That goes for you, Chuck. You cocksuckers. You should have stayed out of this goddamn country. This ain't a fucking safe place for fucking communists and fucking fascists and goddamn monarchs. You better get that through your fucking head. You capitalist son of a bitches, every fucking one of you. You ain't gonna capitalize on my goddamn life's time to fatten your fucking fat ass so you can lay around in the sun and drink Mai Tais, motherfucker. I'll spend my time putting a fucking bullet through your head. Okay, we'll do the last couple here. Anti-gun, community violence intervention initiatives. Whatever in the fuck does that mean? Anti-gun community violence intervention initiatives. What does that mean? I guess it could mean any goddamn thing in the world you want it to mean. Come around and invent, come in and get in my life and try to tell me what I'm going to fucking do. Try to take my fucking gun. Try to take my goddamn sovereignty away from me. I'll bury your fucking ass. I might die, but motherfucker, some of you are dying too. Many as I can kill. Violent anti-government ideology. Oh boy, I think that's just like, Patrick Henry and fucking Nathan Hill. That was some of that violent anti-government fucking ideology. When the government is a motherfucking dictatorship, when it is a monarchy, that's crossed the fucking sea that they don't got it, that we're a fucking sovereign fucking country. You goddamn right it's anti, you ain't government. You're a bunch of fucking thugs and your ass is going in the ground and there will be no, the only government there'll be here is that fucking Constitution's getting flushed too. That sorry son of a bitch. The only government there will be is the autonomy of we the fucking people. Period. Anybody else fucks around, you fucking will blow your asses up with the goddamn nukes. We are not going to be fucked with. We are going to live our lives in peace and we're going to be happy. Whether you fucking like it or not. Whether you get a new set of fucking gold fucking knobs for your fucking goddamn sink in your goddamn yacht, you son of a bitch made out of gold. I'm sick of you motherfuckers. And we're all sick of you motherfuckers. And you're about to find out how sick we are. Lumber prices collapse as home builders sentiment falters. Well, you mean that it's getting ready for another market crash? I mean, we've been talking about this for a while. The housing market's getting ready to... Oh, jeez, how did that happen again so soon? Just happened in 2008. Well, they built the same fucking thing. You had goddamn Steve Mnuchin as your goddamn fucking treasurer. What in the fuck did you think was going to happen as you sat there on your fucking ass and polished your gun? What did you think? Oh, we got Trump. Oh, I loved that one the whole fucking time. Trump, oh, you got to give him a chance. You got. I want all you motherfuckers that said that come up to me. I'm going to slap you right in the fucking face. We got to give him a chance. We gave him a fucking chance. He became king of the fucking Jews and handed our fucking wealth over to his fucking brethren over there in fucking Israel. And Israel's just got to the point where the people, even the Arabs, everybody over there, the world's saying, fuck you, get out of their goddamn Palestinians' country, you thieving motherfucking Hebe. So we'll go back to Like in Ukraine, because we're Khazarian anyway. Nobody knew that. Everybody fucking knew it. Conspiracy theory, remember? 10 years ago, when you talked about the fact that the Khazarians came there and fucking, well, they just made themselves Jews because they were such a fucking sickening fucking, the lowest life, immoral people in the whole goddamn world. So that the king, it got so immoral that the king called the head of the fucking, Christian church, the head of the fucking Jewish church, and the head of the Muslim church. And he chose which one. Oh, God damn them crying ass fucking Jews. Jesus Christ almighty, man. People wouldn't get away. Think of what we can get away with if they think we're fucking Jews. You ain't fucking Jews. And the Jews had better separate them. I mean, we better be shooting these motherfuckers. You better be getting the fuck away from them, because I'm not going to fucking take the time to sort your asses out. You motherfuckers have never taken the time to sort us fucking out. We owe you nothing. You've stolen from us fucking the fortune of our country, the fortune of our heritage. You owe us, you motherfuckers. And yet you look and, oh man, more fucking, let's see, I got another one here. Many people fully vaccinated for COVID are growing blind. No, it ain't, that ain't it. But that's a pretty interesting fucking happening, what's going on. Let's see what else we got here. Because there was one other one. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, immigrant workers in November. What the fuck happened there? I'm missing the story. Maybe it's in this. Here we go. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Lumber peaked at $1,336 per thousand board feet in late February, but has settled at around $380 this week, representing a dramatic 72% decline in prices. The money's running out, people. I mean, they threw a bunch of it out here for, it was for the, it all ended up in the hands of the filthy fucking rich who just got handed $3.2 trillion by fucking, Trumpy, the last administration. I mean, they're just, we told you this is gonna be a fucking, they're stealing from the Steelers and I mean, they're like a bunch of people that stormed in the store ripping stuff out of each other's hands as they're going out the door. Why are they doing it? Why is this happening, people? Because we're fucking allowing it. That's why. Because we do not have the cojones to fucking stop it. It's no fucking big deal to us. We're plenty large enough. We're plenty powerful enough. It's just the goddamn. I could get a hangnail if I go out there and I try fighting. Yeah, you could get your ass killed. Better fucking dead than dead. Than being a fucking communist, a fascist, or any other fucking prick in the world. I'm an American national. Individual, free, sovereign American national. This is my fucking country. And my fucking law fucking controls it. And that is the Bill of Rights. The Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 controls it. Only we the people have, they told you it was, you know, this is the change that bind. I would like to go back in time and just talk generationally. I know my dad fucking knew it, but the people were so few, and that's what it really seemed like. There was always somebody that knew it was telling about it, but you couldn't get a fucking, they were more worried about fucking their new car they're gonna get or their you know, whatever bullshit they're fucking into, and their new club or whatever in the fuck they're doing. It's pretty bad. But it's not going to affect me because I'm one of the fucking goddamn Masonic son of a bitches that's doing it. Well, now, people, it's affecting every fucking buddy. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, maybe if they renamed the bill what it really was, maybe motherfuckers would do something then. The Ominous Bill, if they would have renamed it, what it is, the War Against America bill, then maybe we might get some fucking results, you know?
Well, that's what it is. It is the War Against America bill. I agree with you 100%. You couldn't be more. Yep, that's what it is, buddy. And we're going to have to fucking bitch stomp them, curb stomp them, bitch slap them, fucking knock them around. I mean, the people that are actually doing, you know, pulling the strings and shit, that's what kills me. They're such fucking pussies. I mean, goddamn, they couldn't whip. I mean, they'd run from a goddamn worm. They're fucking nothing. I always think when I think about that, about when they killed Marion Curie out in front of the fucking goddamn, you know, because she got panicked because she was in. They put up a roadblock that ain't usually there by over by the Senate, and so she, you know, she didn't do nothing. She was fucking crashed into a goddamn dumpster. They walk up with a fucking M16 and blow her fucking brains out with her little one-year-old baby in the fucking back seat. And then Congress came up there. The whole bunch of them, yeah, murder a fucking woman with a little one-year-old baby in the back. Unarmed. That's immobile because she just crashed into a fucking goddamn dumpster. Yeah, good job, boys. And you wonder how these motherfuckers keep walking across this country. They keep killing fucking people and getting away with it. They're getting away with it because we ain't doing nothing about it. If they hurt your fucking relatives, hurt their fucking relatives. I mean, it don't have to be tit for tat exactly. You cause me fucking trouble, motherfucker. I'll cause you some fucking trouble. And it'll cost you. You cost me money? Fuck, shit. I'll cost you some fucking money, you son of a bitch. Every one of these fucking corporations, just look around you. You see their fucking, well, it ain't theirs. They've stole it. It belongs to us anyway. But what they have stolen that they claim is theirs, that is the things of true value. Real assets. Not this fucking funny money that ain't worth wiping your fucking ass on that's got debt attached. These are concrete assets. And I'll tell you what, back in the 70s, it happened, man. I seen it. People started ripping those fucking pumps out and fucking tearing shit up, man. And it caught, and that, see, when it comes down to it, they worship mammon. That's why I'm telling you they're not going to fucking shoot no nuclear bombs. It's going to destroy any goddamn thing of any value. They are the greediest, sickest in the head, son of a bitches to ever fucking draw air. And all they're going to fucking do is, shit, man. I mean, you do something to me, you son of a bitch, man. See what I tell? Fuck, I know where all your shit. I grew up in this fucking life. My barrio was from here to the Idaho border, to the Washington border, and into the Idaho and Washington. I mean, I have a big fucking place that I fucking cruised all my fucking life. I know where everything is, and you should too, people. In case you want to support some of these son of a bitches, you should know where their facilities are. The things that fucking cost a lot of fucking money. More than it's worth to fuck you. You see how that works? And then that forces them, bring somebody. Oh, you're going to bring somebody out here to fucking get tough, huh? I've already seen you think I don't see them UN fucking trucks out in the fucking desert last time I went? You know, out past by there? You think I didn't see one every fucking 20, because you didn't know where I was going. You're following me. You motherfuckers are making a big fucking mistake. You're going to get fucking hurt. I can tell you. I'll lead you up into somewhere you'll never come back. You son of a bitches. You think you can fucking follow me and you can spy on me without warrant? You can have a lot of eyes watching. But how many can you fucking protect? I will lead them up into the fucking mountains I'll get them lost first. And then I'll get out and I'll play with them. Cause they ain't, you and motherfuckers, I'll kill you on fucking spot, you son of a bitch. You fucking prick motherfuckers, you better keep in fucking, I see us hiding those trucks, I'm gonna turn around and go back after them. Man, they tear the hell out of there. I seen from here over to Quartz Mountains probably about 60, 70 miles from here. And from here, clear over to there, and I went up in the mountains a ways to a place I know. But every fucking 20 miles was one of them trucks with two dudes sitting there on the side of the road. And finally, I'd seen a few of them, and I was just heading up into the mountains. I said, fuck it, man. I turned around, and I went back, and as soon as they see me turn around and coming back, boom, they got on the road, and they took off. And then the next one took off. The United Nations, I know what you are, you son of a bitches, and you have no goddamn jurisdiction in this country. You're a fucking invader, for all I'm fucking concerned. You do not have your goddamn insignia on to show that you're United Nations. You are fucking goddamn running rogue, and running rogue will get your ass killed around here. So you just do that some more. Maybe the next trip it'll be a funner trip for us. I'll try to do something to make it funner for us, so we enjoy ourselves more, or one of us does. Lumber prices we were talking about dropped to 380 this week, representing a dramatic 72% decline in prices, primarily due to elevated mortgage rates. See, this is, they already told you, they're showing the numbers just like in 2008. I mean, just like we've been telling you all along, that they're doing it again right now. They started, we said when they started, they're starting right now. To rebuild another fucking bubble so they can fucking pop it again and we hand them over trillions of our fucking dollars, which aren't our dollars. I mean, the debt's owed to us, okay? We want our goddamn, I know it's probably up to 40 fucking trillion dollars now. We want it. Give it up right now or we're gonna kill you. That's a lot of goddamn money. You think you can steal that from us and get away with it? We'll fucking hang you. You're causing people to die. You're causing little kids to have to live under fucking bridges. In the goddamn American Nationals. You're in violation of every article of our fucking unalienable, untouchable, absolute law of December 15, 1791. It belongs to we, the people, and we gotta fucking prosecute it. How we prosecute, that's why they took the courts away. They'll just be too stupid, they'll run around the fucking circle. No, we won't. We understand how it works, A, B, C. You commit the fucking crime. The crime is a fucking capital crime. We fucking convict you. We fucking kill you. Or you declare war on us. That means you shoot at us. We shoot at you. We kill each other. But we're not just going to stand there and let you fucking shoot at us, stupid ass. In fact, we're going to be real fucking sneaky. And we got some fucking little surprises for you that you're going to love this shit. You are going to love this shit. Man, I wish Biden had to come out and fucking play. I mean, Patton, he used to go out and he'd go out to the goddamn front lines. I wish it fucking God, Biden, you know, you're such a badass motherfucker. You're an Irish mobster motherfucker. Why don't you bring your fucking badass out to the lines and see what you can find out there, buddy? See if it's what you expected. Just like you expected everybody to be walking around with their fucking pants hanging down around their fucking knees and their goddamn dirty ass fucking shorts walking like a goddamn penguin. You fucking communists convinced your fucking, superiors that that's what they were up against. Ain't quite so yet. It's getting worse every day. Goddamn, more people. You don't even see no pants hanging down. What's going on? What the fuck's going on here? Well, they're kicking people in the face that are fucking walking around with their goddamn pants fucking hanging down. The fucking men have had enough. You've made them step away from their fucking chores and their fucking goddamn what they're doing to fucking take care of your ass. They ain't gonna fuck around. They need to get back to work. So they're not gonna fuck around. The fucking around's over with, buddy. So you just do take that Omnia spending bill and you shove it up your fucking ass. Whatever you fucking Ukrainian cock-sucking punk motherfuckers are getting, we're taking it back. We'll take it out of your property, or we'll take it out of your fucking hide. And then we'll take it out of your property. We'll take fucking your goddamn property. We'll fucking seize it, you sons of bitches. And hey, you know what? All you got to do, because we're going for fucking justice. It's going to be pure fucking justice. You go against fucking justice and you'll eat fucking goddamn atomic bombs. I guarantee you that. Once we get control of our arsenal, it's going to be a straight up pure fight. And you're going to have, and you son of a bitches that run your Blumenthal, better get you some fucking gear. You ain't getting out of this goddamn country. First thing, when the jungle breaks loose, there won't be an airport that's going to let you fucking let a plane take off. I can guarantee you that. You ain't getting out of here. If you do, you'll be crawling through the snow up through Canada or something, or trying to get away in a boat. But goddamn, we're going to be. The main thing is going to be to keep your ass here and keep you corralled so that we can fucking mint out justice to you through our fucking law and our fucking courts, which are going to be reinstated by us. You had never had the authority to remove our courts, and you fucking know it. You never had the authority to fucking tell us to do anything. Oh, emergency authority. Fuck you! Bill of Rights says you can't have it. And you don't have it. We have authority to fucking kill you if you try to fucking invoke some emergency and fucking suspend our fucking absolute unalienable, untouchable fucking rights. Anyways, you know, shit to think about. You know, they pissed us off. We got a good week of pissed off. But then remember, it all comes down to, we don't need an excuse. The pedophilia is enough excuse to kill every goddamn one of them. Period. This shit we're talking about here, we're stalling. We're stalling because we don't have the fucking balls to step up and do it. This is just stalling. Sitting here talking about this irrelevant fucking shit, because this is all irrelevant. This shit wouldn't be going on if we fucking took care of the fucking child molesters. Take care of the pedophilia. You can't get no lower than that. Who in the fuck, well, we heard the other day, they're, you know, trying to make that a lifestyle. What you're fixing to do is make that a death style. You motherfuckers try to make us think that you're, you know, we're held half the population's queer, don't you know? And because we told you so. And the fucking other half is fucking goddamn transvestite. There's a small minority, a fringe group of you fucking heterosexual, regular, fucking American nationals who aren't fucking degenerates, who aren't fucking scum. There's a fringe element. You want to watch that fucking fringe, just like old fucking Alex Jones talking about, you know, them being the center of the goddamn. You're nothing, Jones. You're a fucking sellout fucking traitor who's getting a rope along with everybody else, you bastard. You'll get your fucking trial. I'll try you, and then I'll take you out back and beat the fuck out of you if you want me to. You son of a bitch, you dirty fucker. You look at all the money that son of a bitch took for what? For the fucking goddamn corporation. IN fucking C. Well, the stuff we're not, the thing here is we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And until then, you know, don't let these fuckers get to thinking they're going to get away with any goddamn thing because they ain't. Huh? Oh, yeah. And thank you, Laura. And everybody, you know, have the merriest Christmas you can. I know it's a one day fucking thing. A lot of people are going to have to fucking work. Some people can't even have a drink because they got to work the next fucking day. I know it's just shit. It's not even a hollow shell of what Christmas is supposed to be, but we're going to take that son of a bitch back too. So Merry Christmas. And that's the word from
the trenches. Merry Christmas, Henry.
Thank you. That's the word from the trenches.
Man above. I have done all I can do.
Cookies!